This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Continuing WABE's coverage of the fight against child sex trafficking in Georgia. Today at the state capitol, federal, state, and local officials unveiled a unified campaign to go after the customers of the child sex trade. The campaign includes a public service announcement aimed at potential customers, warning them of recently toughened penalties. There are also efforts to get men who know child sex customers to report them. But there remains the question of whether police and agents on the front lines will get any more money and resources to find and arrest the Johns. I put those questions to some of the officials at today's news conference, beginning with Georgia Attorney General Sam Olens. How much of this is enforcement? How much of this is prevention? By that I mean, are we dedicating more resources to arresting the Johns, or are we going after them in terms of, let's say, publishing pictures after they're arrested or airing the public service announcement that you guys announced today as a way of warning them?
You know, to date, it's really been prosecutorial against the pimps. But we also needed to go after demand. We needed to go after the Johns. So this is the first effort we know of in our state where we're overtly saying, Johns, we're going to put you in jail. It's not just the pimps that are criminals. And when you're talking about 12, 13, 14-year-old girls, that is a felony. And folks need to understand if you're going to get into that area, we want you to spend a lot of time in jail.
What kinds of resources, though, are we going to be able to devote to this? Are you relying pretty much on local authorities to make the arrests, or will the GBI have extra personnel to do it? Because catching Johns, as we've seen already, is very difficult.
You know, fear works well when it's a felony and not a misdemeanor. We're seeing numerous municipal police departments, such as Chief Turner's, put folks specifically in this area and having an effect. The GBI created a human trafficking unit several years ago, and that's working really well. The FBI has a specific unit that at times comes to Atlanta, and they're helping. So it's a combination of all of the above. And once you get the message out that our state is not going to accept the purchase of young children for sex, we will see the same reduction Florida has seen.
Tell me a little bit about that. What has Florida seen?
Well, by definition, other states have taken this on before. It's our responsibility also. So this is not an issue totally to Georgia by far. For instance, California, Texas, numerous states have this issue, and all of us need to combat it.
I was looking at the GBI's budget for the proposal for the next fiscal year. They were talking about maybe $132,500 or so extra for child exploitation. But that was to shore up some previously federally funded positions. So it didn't look like there was any net increase in manpower here. Is that in fact true? And how can we make a dent further when we have those kinds of fiscal constraints?
I can't speak to the state budget of other agencies, but for instance, there's a publication, Backpage.com. Many folks are familiar with Craigslist. The GBI are very able to look at those ads and to stop the sexual exploitation of children. On a daily, weekly, monthly basis, they're making a difference. Having this type of a public service campaign to tell folks we're looking out for it is going to give us that greater ability to get folks out of our state that want to be involved in this type of illegal trade.
So where will the extra enforcement come from?
It's got to be a team effort. It's got to be the local police, the state patrol, the GBI, our federal partners, such as the FBI. It's all of the above. But we're seeing a huge difference. You, for instance, had the U.S. attorney from Augusta talking about an indictment of 25 people. You're looking at Macon getting very involved. Miss Yates from the Northern District, Atlanta, has been very involved. So you're looking at everyone take this issue on. And the more everyone gets involved, the bigger effect we'll have.
But do we know how widespread the problem is or where it is?
We're never going to frankly know that. By definition, there's no place you can go to. But for instance, we had something happen about a month ago that I thought was very telling. We had a Greene County deputy stop a vehicle. A guy in the front seat, lady in the back seat. He had recently gone through the mandated training of House Bill 200. It did not smell right to him. He separated them. He called the GBI for backup. The GBI came. He discovered that the 17-year-old girl in the back seat had been trafficked in several states already since she was age 12. Now, I'm a big fan of the starfish theory. You may not save everyone, but boy, we saved that young lady. And by working together, we'll save that many more young men and women.
One of the members of the commission that studied this a couple of times now, the DA in Gwinnett County, Danny Porter, has expressed some skepticism, not about whether this is a horrible crime, but about whether we know enough about where it is and how pervasive it is to dedicate scarce resources to particular efforts.
Okay, so I have access to both state and federal data. There isn't a county in Metro Atlanta where arrests have not been made. Historically, more were federal than state. It's only been 2 years since House Bill 200 was passed. So historically, the federal prosecutors had more tools available to them than state prosecutors. But if you talk to a Sally H., she will tell you that they have cases that relate to all of the metro counties to expressly include Gwinnett County.
Attorney General Sam Olens, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now joining us, U.S. Attorney Sally Yates, the U.S. Attorney for the Atlanta area in the Northern District of Georgia. Welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Dennis.
This campaign that was announced today, does it seem to you to be more about arrests or more about warnings, shame, that sort of thing, a kind of prevention idea?
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, it's clear to me that no matter how aggressive we are in our prosecution, that we are not going to be able to prosecute our way out of the child sex trafficking problem. That it's really critical that we try to deter this crime from happening to begin with. And what that means is to scare, shame, whatever it takes, those would-be Johns out of having sex with children.
One of the questions that's come up over the last year or so since the tougher state legislation was passed has come from actually one of the members of the commission that looked at it, Gwinnett County District Attorney Danny Porter. When I talked to him a couple of weeks ago, one of the points he made was, look, we haven't really made that many prosecutions yet. Even the feds have made only four in Gwinnett County since 2011. So are we attacking the problem in a way that shows that we actually know where it is?
Well, it's all over the state and all over the metro area. In the last 2 years alone, we've prosecuted over 36 traffickers in our district, and we have a lot more cases in the queue and could do a lot more cases if we had more prosecutors. You know, it's hard to quantify exactly what the numbers are out there. I'm not entirely sure what the numbers are, but I know that whatever it is, it's too much.
You are relying a lot, then, on the local authorities, aren't you? And then the question, of course, comes up, because you're familiar with how tough local and state budgets are. Where will the resources come from to do this?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, those federal resources are pretty tight these days as well, and I think it's a matter of setting priorities. All of us are really having to look at our districts or our counties, wherever it is we're responsible, and to try to prioritize and to use our resources in the best way possible to make our district as safe as possible. And from my perspective, sex trafficking, and particularly child sex trafficking, goes to the very top of that list.
Are we seeing local authorities, when they refer cases to you, prosecuting the young sex workers? One of the concerns was that girls under 16 would risk prosecution because of what they were doing in the sex trade.
Yeah, I haven't seen instances, particularly in the last few years, where the juveniles are being prosecuted for prostitution. The problem that we had was that oftentimes law enforcement, and particularly local law enforcement, who would first encounter the young girls, would not know the signs of trafficking and would assume that they were there voluntarily. Well, the way our state law is set up, you can't be a voluntary prostitute if you're under 18 years old. And so that's part of the training that we've been doing, is trying to alert local law enforcement officers to the signs of sex trafficking.
What are the goals for this? How will you know when you've actually achieved something? Or is there the risk that this would be very high profile with a lot of people aware of it without the tangible results on the front line?
Well, you know, this is not something where we're looking for stats, you know, in the end of a year or 2 years to be able to pat ourselves on the back and say, my, weren't we successful? Our goal here is to try to deter men from having sex with children and to also to prosecute those Johns if we can, if we're in a position with the facts and the evidence that we need. And so whether we're able to ever put a number on it or not, that's not the most critical thing to me. The most critical thing is trying to save, even if it's just one child, it's worth it.
Sally Yates is the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia, which includes Atlanta. Thanks so much for being with us again. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.
Now joining us is GBI Director Vernon Keenan. Mr. Keenan, welcome back. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Dennis. This is the third time we've talked over this issue.
I was looking at your budget, the proposed budget for fiscal 2014, and one of the items in there was an increase of about $132,500 for the Child Exploitation and the Computer Crimes Unit, which would seem to be covering this. But as you read the line item, it says this is to basically continue funding that had been coming from the feds before.
Right.
So are we seeing any expansion in resources that an effort like this would take, or are we basically just trying to maintain the levels we already have, and how effective can we be?
Well, what is occurring is we had four positions that were federally funded in the Child Sexual Exploitation Unit. Those federal grants expired on March the 1st, but the new budget that is coming into play will allow those men and women who are working these cases to transition over from the federal grants over to state positions. So what this first step is, we're maintaining our work level. At the same time this is happening, with today's event, you see that we are expanding out and bringing in other advocates and building other partnerships. So I feel very good that the state legislature is going to continue to fund our existing program. Without that, it would go away.
But if they're just funding existing programs and you're announcing an effort to go after Johns, which has always been difficult, won't that take more than what we have now?
Well, what it will require is for the GBI to continue to prioritize our existing resources, and the protection of children is always going to be at the very top. So, yes, it's going to require additional agents being assigned for the upcoming special events, but we'll just take them out of, they'll do less work somewhere else.
When you're talking about the upcoming special events, you're talking about things like the Final Four and that sort of thing?
Yeah, the Final Four, and we're working with the Atlanta Police Department, the FBI, and our federal agencies in gearing up on how we're going to combat child sex trafficking during the Final Four and upcoming special events. There are other parts of the United States that will be hosting sporting events, large sporting events in the future, and they're looking to Georgia on how we're going to address this event coming up. And we'll actually be putting together some guidelines for other agencies as they deal with this.
Long term, though, how can one go after Johns, which is such a difficult thing, without the kinds of really extra resources, extra dollars on the enforcement end that will result in more arrests and actually send a message to those folks that, yes, you will be caught?
Well, the position we're in now is in today's budget environment to be able to remain status quo with your priorities is a victory. We will look for new resources in the future when the budget environment changes. So one of the things we're doing, we're looking at employing new technology in how we investigate these crimes of child sex trafficking. We will be employing new technology that allows an agent to be more enhanced in what they do. They're out working instead of having to sit behind a computer and do research. Georgia is recognized as being on the forefront of addressing child sex trafficking. And I have been asked to attend meetings up in Washington to explain how the state of Georgia addresses child sex trafficking, with the fact that we have built strong partnerships with state, local, and federal law enforcement, and we are working with the social services agencies, we're working with the child advocacy groups. We have done a tremendous amount of training with all of these areas, and the more training we do, the more attention is given to this, the more cases come. Georgia is recognized as being very aggressive in this, not because we have a worse problem than anyone else, it's just that we don't tolerate it.
How will enforcement in terms of the customers, the Johns, be different now after today's announcement? What will be different out there on the front lines?
They are the men and sometimes women who will buy a child for sex have been warned. This is serious business, and we are going to be actively investigating this, and we're going to make cases, and we're going to prosecute them. It is not something that's going to be ignored. They're warned. They've been warned.
Will that mean more undercover work? Will that mean more efforts to try to help the victims feel safe enough to testify? What kinds of specific things can we look for?
All of the above. It will bring together all of the elements we have of working child sex trafficking, but concentrate them during the final four.
One of the questions that came up actually came from one of the members of the task force that has been looking at the study commissions that have looked into this, Gwinnett DA Danny Porter, and he said, we've seen actually relatively few cases brought so far since the passage of the tougher law a couple of years ago. Does that indicate that we really don't have a good idea yet of where the problem is or how extensive it is?
We do not know how extensive the problem is. That's part of the issue here. We've been operating off anecdotal cases. What the fact of the matter is, we need a comprehensive survey of law enforcement, juvenile judges, prosecutors, social services, child advocacy to determine exactly what the problem is here in this state. And we are working to do that. We're working with our federal partners and all of the above to do a comprehensive survey so we know exactly what we're dealing with. We know it's a major problem. And it's a serious problem. The extent of it is what's unknown.
GBI Director Vernon Keenan, thanks so much for being with us again and giving us this time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.